Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Gotta improvise when you're in prison or you're in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Or it'll feel like you're in prison or jail. So we've heard before that, you know, if you want to get a tattoo in jail, in prison, you certainly can.
Mm-hmm.
They end up taking like guitar strings and I think they use like pen ink. You've never heard of this?
I've heard of it, just didn't know the execution of it.
I mean, I'm way too small to be in prison, mm-hmm. So I only know this second and third hand.
Yep.
But yeah, you can get tattoos in prison. It's all makeshift stuff. You can only use what's around you. So it does make some sense when Kristen brought it to our attention. There are some pretty damn good chefs in prison.
Well, it was Romeo that happened across Prison Talk. And there are some ex-convicts who are sharing their prison recipes. So, yes, they have concocted recipes from the use of products that you find in the commissary to make some dishes that'll make you feel like you're at home, but you're still actually behind bars.
This gonna be the best $3 you've ever spent.
Mm-hmm.
Making prison peanut butter brittle, baby. Don't ask how I got these. I have to count 40 pieces of butterscotch, one packet of maple and brown sugar oatmeal,
mm-hmm.
Gently crush up one packet of peanuts,
mm-hmm.
One cup of peanut butter.
Sheesh!
Give it a mix it. Put it in the microwave just before the candy melts. Don't burn your balls. Sheesh! When it no longer sticks to the bowl, it's ready.
Put it on a chip bag, fold it over, roll it in a square, wear it up while it's hot. Once it's cool, you break it.
All right, so we're a competitive lot in here.
Uh-huh.
We saw these TikToks and decided, you know what? Let's make this thing a freaking competition for the Burt Show. And the prison potluck was born.
Voila. And then Burt's contribution to the prison potluck was, let's get an ex-convict in who actually spent some time behind bars to taste test all of our creations and dub the winner of the Burt Show's first ever prison potluck.
So I called Kaylee and said, who do you know?
No.
And like of the 10 or 12 people he knows, none of them could be here.
And when we talked about it, Dwayne called us up many moons ago. He spent two years in prison for growing mass quantities of marijuana. He seemed like a safe bet and obviously one who likes to have the munchies. So he would be a good taste tester, right?
He was fun. He was really fun.
He was great. Tommy confirmed with him yesterday, texted Dwayne, said, hey, are you ready for tomorrow? He responded back, yes, sir, with an exclamation. We have not heard from Dwayne today.
Oh, no.
Oh, right. He's not answering his phone.
Dwayne has bailed.
I hope he's okay.
Yeah, hoping he gets him back.
Right.
Tommy is pissed, so he's going to turn his anger to our prison food.
First of all, Tommy, I would not get pissed at an ex-convict. That's all I'm saying.
He grew weed. Give me a break.
So he's not a real ex-convict?
Yeah. No.
He knows how to bury a body and not get caught.
Yeah, okay. I do too.
I told you guys I was thinking about bringing Tiffany's brother in here, but mm-hmm. Since Dwayne was so good, I didn't even call the dude, but he would have been reliable.
So we don't know where Dwayne is. Dwayne is MIA.
I hope you're all right, dude.
But for the record, I've almost been arrested numerous times.
For killing people that bail on a bit?
No, for doing radio bits. Back in Rockford. I'm
seriously.
Absolutely serious. I almost got it. They used to listen. This is in Raleigh, North Carolina. The police department used to listen to our show, and we could hear them talking about us on the scanner.
Well, so as a person who was almost arrested numerous times, Tommy has brought his appetite, and he will be trying our prison potluck recipe.
So bring it on!
You are playing the part of ex-convict this morning.
I'll gladly play that part.
Okay. All right.
So Romeo had sent me a bunch of recipes, and I did a little digging on the internet, and I gave everybody a prison recipe for our potluck, and everybody has brought in their dishes, correct?
Yes.
I need to... Can somebody bring me some water? I need to cleanse my palate between dishes.
Intern Mikey, can you bring Tommy some water, please?
He's not joking. He was actually serious.
I have some in the studio.
Give him your voov. That is not... They don't have voov in prison.
I need to cleanse my palate just because.
It is a white-collar prison.
All right,
yes.
We're on time crunch. Let's get to this, people.
All right, first person up... Bert, you made the Big House Tamales.
All right, so here were my instructions here. You crush up a bag of Flamin' Hot Cheetos and Fritos corn chips. No problem.
Okay.
Mix them together in one bag, and it started to get disgusting on this next part. Then you add hot water until you've created a thick mush.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I did. Oh. Put the hot Cheetos, Fritos in a bag. Put the hot water in there.
I'm eating it out of the bag.
Yes, you're in prison.
I got you. Bro.
Do I give points for preparation?
No, you just flinched. Lifted a spoon, and Tommy flinched away from him and covered his face.
It's prison reflex.
He's in prison.
Yeah. Exactly.
He thought he was going to get shot.
I thought you picked up a shiv. You got to be on your game.
So it says just put it all together, drain any excess water, which I did, roll the mix up into the shape of a tamale.
There's a famous barbecue joint in town that serves theirs in a Frito bag, too.
It's not a
Frito pie, and it's so good.
Yeah, it ain't a Frito tamale, though.
No, but I'm saying it's not that weird to eat it out of the bag.
No.
If a top-shelf restaurant does it. Did you just go, ew?
He did.
Yeah, I got water with Cheetos and Fritos by itself is gross.
Oh, my God, that's gross.
So let it sit for about 5 minutes. Did that, added hot sauce, did that. You're up.
All right, there is the Big House Tamales.
I have a bag. Oh, my God, it feels awful.
What's it feel? Is it squishy?
Yeah, it's just a wet bag.
Dude.
Let me look at it.
This looks like a heart.
Oh, my God. Show Romeo so we can get it close. We're filming this, and we're going to have it up online later on for you guys to see everything.
It's prison, Tommy. This ain't Red Lobster.
Yeah. How much do I have to eat?
Well, if you like Fritos and you like hot Cheetos, I don't know that you're going to have a problem with this.
Kristen's shying away from it.
That ain't bad.
Yeah, okay.
Right? So all I did was add hot water.
It looks disgusting, but it's pretty good.
It's really not bad. Okay. All right.
There you go.
So that's the Big House Tamales.
All right. That was Bert's Big House Tamale.
Hang on, those hot Cheetos are kicking in.
All right. So my dish was the prison peanut butter brittle, which we just heard at Justin Demented describe how to make it. So I actually had my son, Jimmy, cooking with Mama. We made the prison peanut butter brittle together. You take had a bag of Werther's that we unwrapped and put in a bowl, a packet of maple and brown sugar oatmeal, a small packet of peanuts that were crushed, and a cup of peanut butter. We mixed it together, microwaved it until it no longer stuck to the bowl, rolled it out in a square, scored it, let it cool, then broke it up.
Smacked it, flipped it, rolled it.
And it makes so much. So if it's good, you can have it, but...
That's for the whole prison.
Uh-huh.
All right. I didn't listen to any of that.
That's fine.
Because I didn't want to know what was in it.
It looks pretty damn good.
Damn, it smells good.
Looks legit.
That's delicious.
How about that?
I'm thinking this home with me.
Jimmy loved it too. My 2-year-old. I go, do you like Mama's prison peanut brittle? And he's like, yay.
What's it in again?
Is butterscotch Werther's Originals, maple brown sugar oatmeal, small packet of peanuts crushed, and a cup of peanut butter.
That's pretty good. Really good. Legit.
All right, next we have Mo with his prison pad thai.
I hate to follow that. You are not going to want to take mine home. But yes, I had a PPT, better known as prison pad thai. And it is simple. It was just ramen noodles, some peanut butter, and some crushed peanuts, and a little bit of hot sauce. So... Yeah, Tommy.
Y'all
enjoy.
Are lucky because I love peanut butter.
That actually sounds good. I love pad thai.
Really good, Kristen.
Oh, thank you.
Jimmy did great.
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
Jimmy's prepared for prison now.
Teaching him the important things in life, Abby.
You walk into prison with a peanut butter brittle recipe, like you're going to be fine.
You need to put a tattoo tear on that kid now.
All right, prison pad tie up next.
You're going with a lot, too.
Oh, okay. Oh, hello. Okay. Tommy's no longer shy of eating the first two dishes and enjoyed them.
Yeah.
It's okay.
That's better than convincing. I thought it would be.
So it was the last thing in the fridge. You continue to eat it.
Oh, well, I'm continuing to eat it now.
Oh, you go for seconds. That don't happen when I cook for real.
Got to make sure.
All right. That's decent. Okay.
All right.
Next up, we have no-bake convict cookies, and that was Abby's dish.
Yeah, so my dish took a lot of physical exertion. So if you're in prison and you see someone making these, you might want to step back because I had to do a lot of banging to make these cookies happen. I had to crush up the Oreo cookies, put them
Did you separate the cream from the cookie?
Yes.
Okay, just checking.
Let me get to my recipe, Kristen. So I had to bang my Oreo cookies, press them down into a pan, take the cream from the Oreo, mix it with a little bit of peanut butter, take some peanut M&Ms, crush those in a bag, and sprinkle them on top because presentation in prison, of course, is the most important.
Of course it is.
This sounds amazing. I would definitely be your prison bitch.
Say that. Oh, she even put it on a proper plate for you and everything.
All it takes is peanut M&Ms.
Oh, my God.
That looks surprisingly delicious, Abby.
It does. You know what? This is a really unconventional Food Network show here.
Listening to you eat is not very
good.
Pleasant, by the way.
Not as good as I thought it was going to be.
But it looks the best out of all of them.
Wait, what kind of peanut butter did you use?
You know, the peanut butter kind, just the regular.
Peter Pan or Jif?
I think it was generic.
Well, yeah, we're in prison. I use generic,
that's
too.
That's what it is. Had you used Jif, you would have had me.
Oh, God. This is how Tommy lands his Jif endorsement.
Can you actually tell the difference between different peanut butters?
Oh, damn right.
Okay, we're going to do this for social media another day. We will test you.
I would not test that dude when it comes to food. 100%. Okay?
All right, next up, you have correctional cheesecake from Cassandra.
That was pretty good, Amy.
He's coming back.
This recipe is from Piper Kerman, and if you know the name, it's from Orange is the New Black is about her. So it's margarine, graham crackers, coffee creamer, vanilla pudding, lemon juice, and laughing cow cheese.
Wow. So I would just like to thank Dwayne for not showing up.
Yeah, right. You got to go deep on this one, okay? Get some of that graham cracker crust.
Oh, Lord.
She put in actually a hardcore baking dish.
Hello.
You were in prison with Martha Stewart, weren't you?
Oh, you know it. We were cellmates.
You wouldn't have one of those in prison because people knock each other out with that.
I don't have Tupperware. I got rid of plastic in my house.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Tommy not happy.
Oh, no.
I'm about to come back out.
Honestly, it kind of already looks like it came back out.
Looks like cheesecake soup.
Oh. Tommy not happy.
I'm sorry I didn't have the proper setting methods in prison.
What's it taste
maybe
like?
Maybe if you put that in the fridge for a little while.
It's been in the fridge for a while.
It tastes like cheesecake soup. Crust isn't thick enough.
All right. The last, because it was a little more laborious, we had the TBS youth group, sans Abby. Katie, Romeo, and Rebecca were responsible for prison pizza.
I got to tell you.
I smelled this because they brought it in my studio.
It looks good.
It is fresh.
I think they burned the edges a little bit.
Look at that.
Yeah,
got some burn spots on it.
Just like Nona made it in the old country.
All right,
so do you remember the proper...
It is three different types of crackers, ramen noodles for the dough, cheese, pepperoni, and jerky, and tomato sauce.
So I'm assuming all of these are bought in the jail commissary.
Mm-hmm.
It's good?
Oh, it is good.
Talk about it.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. This is the one.
That's it? That's your winner? Prison pizza?
Yep.
Well, you got to rank them.
Yeah, you were supposed to go from worst to best, but you just skipped right to the best.
He knew we were out of time. All right, so you got to rank them, though. So prison pizza wins. Second place?
The brittle.
Yeah.
Third place? Abby's.
Yeah.
I like sweet stuff. Mo and Bert, you're tied. And that's it. Did I put Kristen's in there?
Yeah, you said I was second. My peanut butter.
And Cassie was the clear loser.
I don't even get mentioned. It was so bad. I'm in solitary.
Get it. The Burt Show.